Hello, Subic County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 17th. Today, we voted on more bill introductions, debated bills in Committee of the Whole, heard bills on second reading, and had the final vote on bills in third reading. House Bill 100, Redistricting of the Legislature, was discussed in second reading today. In our continued discussion of redistricting, further amendments were debated. Amendment 1 would have moved from the 62 House District, 31 Senate District plan back to the current configuration of 60-30. This amendment was not adopted, and I voted against it. This plan would have split Sublette County. Once again, after second reading, House District number 20 still includes all of Sublette County and the greater LaBarge area. A map showing each of these amendments and the state divisions as a whole can be found under House Bill 100 by clicking on the Earth symbol on the sidebar. Of the many bills voted on for introduction, there were three important ones that should be noted. One of my bills, House Bill 15, Political Subdivisions Club Liquor Licenses, passed introduction. This bill would allow Sublette County to contract out the Bar Grill Enterprise on the golf course without having to transfer Sublette County's liquor license. House Bill 15 fixes an issue for Sublette County that was created by the passage of a bill last session. Another important bill discussed today was House Joint Resolution 3, Runoff Elections Constitutional Amendment. House Joint 3 was a constitutional amendment that would allow for runoff elections by requiring a special session during redistricting years in order to have voting district lines adjusted in time for an early primary. A runoff election requires time for a primary, then a runoff election, and finally a general election. This would require Wyoming to hold a primary in May. The schedule for a runoff election causes more problems than it solves, and it costs more money. Our current elections process has been in place for over 100 years and has served us well. If we need a change, I would consider an open primary that takes the top two or three to the general. This type of primary would also avoid the issue of crossover voting because everyone must decide at the primary whom they will vote for. I did not support House Joint Resolution 3, and it failed introduction. House Bill 92, Abortion Prohibition Supreme Court Decisions, was also discussed today. This bill would hold that an abortion will not be performed except in the circumstances that a woman is at the risk of death or of substantial and irreversible injury. This bill puts in place Wyoming abortion policy if Roe v. Wade is stricken by the Supreme Court. I voted in favor of this bill, and it passed introduction. Finally, House Bill 97, Ban on Teaching and Training Critical Race Theory, was debated. I voted against this bill, and it failed the introduction vote. I believe Senate File 62, Civics Transparency Act, is a better solution. This act requires K-12 curriculum be posted for the public to see. This allows parents to see what is being taught and school boards to be accountable to the public. I believe in local control, and that's a state not controlling local curriculum. It is a violation of the Wyoming Constitution for the state to set K-12 curriculum. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or concerns. Thank you.